ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி, அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி பர்சீவ் அ சட்டில் டெக்னீக் ஆஃப் பர்சுவேஷன் ஆஸ் டெபிக்டட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் குறுந்தொகை 159 பென் பை வடம வண்ணக்கன் பேரிசாத்தனார். தி வேர்ஸ் இஸ் சிச்சுவேட்டட் இன் த ஹில்ஸ் ஆஃப் குறிஞ்சி அண்ட் ஸ்பீக்ஸ் இன் த வாய்ஸ் ஆஃப் த கான்ஃபிடான் டு த லேடி passing on a hidden message to the man listening nearby. தளை அணி அல்குள் தாங்கள் செல்லா நுழை சிறு நுசுப்பிற்கு எவ்வம் ஆக அம்மெல் ஆகம் நிறைய வீங்கி கொம்மை வரிமுலை செப்புடன் எதிரின யாங்கு ஆகுவல் கொள் பூங்குளை என்னும் அவல நெஞ்சமோடு உசாவா கவலை மாக்கட்டு இப்பேதை ஊரே. This verse is all about a girl's physical changes at puberty. The opening words talayani algul meaning leaf clad loins depict the attire of young women in Sangam times who seem to have worn a skirt of leaves around their hips. Whether this was true of other regions such as the farmlands or not, here in the mountains of Kurunji we see more frequent references to cloths made of leaves. Next, the verse moves on to nulai chirunusuppu meaning slender waist, followed by ammel aham meaning gentle bosom. Shortly thereafter, the word seppu appears in the meaning of a rounded vessel. In Sangam verses, we have often seen how the lady is personified with the jewel she wears, and in that theme here we find Poongulai, meaning lady wearing earrings which have flower designs. From physical attributes, the focus shifts to the emotional in Avala Nenjamudu, meaning with a suffering heart. Ending with the words Ippedai Oore, meaning this foolish village, the verse welcomes us to investigate the folly of that ancient hamlet. A shapely young girl in suffering heart seemed to hold secrets within. The context reveals that the man and lady were leading a love relationship and the man was trysting with the lady for a while. One day when the man arrives to meet with the lady, the confidant, pretending not to notice him but making sure he's in earshot, says to the lady, unable to bear those leaf-covered loins, her slender little waist suffers. Her beautiful chest swells into rounded and lined bosom akin to metal pots. What will become of this maiden bedecked with flowery earrings? They seem not to have a heart that worries about her state, those wretched people of this foolish village. With these words, the confidant indirectly informs the man that the lady's parents are intending to confine the lady to the house, and so the man should give up the temporary pleasures of trysting and seek the permanent path of marriage. How does the mention of the lady's bodily changes convey the urgency of seeking the lady's hand to the man? Let's follow the confidant's words to find out. She starts by talking about the lady's hips that are struggling to hold the leaf attire, and then moves upwards to describe her narrow waist, and then on to the lady's bosom and how it has matured into rounded shapes spotted with lines akin to metal pots. Here the confidant seems to be describing the blooming hourglass figure of a young lady at the onset of puberty. From the bosom, the confidant turns her attention to the lady's hanging earrings, designed to resemble a flower blossom. After sketching the lady for us, the confidant concludes by mentioning their foolish town, which seems to have no worry about what would become of the lady. Description of the female body comes easily to Sangam poets, which makes me wonder if these poems could have been the biology lessons in ancient times. From a culture that was open about the human anatomy, we have changed in the last few centuries to become reserved about it. Many a comedy series dwells on the shyness of contemporary biology teachers in explaining these vital facts to growing minds. Could it be the influence of Victorian ideals under the British rule or something else? Let's leave that question to historians and sociologists and delve into the emotions of this verse. By describing how the lady is maturing, the confidant is hinting to the man, the lady's kith and kin will confine her from leaving the house. While she calls their villagers foolish, she actually means the lady's family, for they seem not to understand where the lady's heart is. And so, that being the situation, the man must get proactive and seek the lady's hand to enjoy the pleasure of her company forever, the confidant implies. Let's hope the confidant's plan works and those floral jewel-decked ears of the lady hears wedding bells. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.